Flood waters have dropped about 10 feet in Crooked Creek on the Middle Kuskokwim River, but the village is still flooded. Emergency response workers traveled there today, including a team from the Red Cross, the state's Department of Environmental Conservation, and the Emergency Coordination Center. As KYUK's Angela Denning Barnes reports, responders are working with residents to get them through immediate dangers.
The buzz of a helicopter fills the quiet village. It's owned by the nearby Donlin Creek Gold Mine and has been keeping regular tabs on flooding in the village and nearby fish camps. There could be as many as 25 homes damaged beyond repair, according to some estimates. But residents won't know the full effect of the flood until the water goes down and they can return to their homes, or at least where their homes used to be. So work over the last few days has been focused on keeping residents as safe and as comfortable as possible while they wait.
My most concern is those people on the east side, because there are a couple of electrical pole lines that are down. At least five of the poles were down.
Chris Alexi is a village public safety officer in Akyak, but was transferred upriver to Crooked Creek to help out. He's been dispersing donations as they come in, including food rations to a particular family in need.
They were staying in one of the houses that is submerged, and their freezers, the water kind of went into their freezers, and they don't have any cooking stove.
My name is Carl Edwards. I'm an emergency management specialist for the state of Alaska. Our goal today was to establish communications and help coordinate efforts to try and bring back some services and infrastructure here in Crooked Creek. It's hard to do at this point because, as you can see, we're still extremely wet.
Power and water service has remained down to most of the village. Residents staying at the school have been using bottled water, and others have relied on untreated water. Edwards worked by VHF radio and satellite phone to contact the village's power plant and water plant operator. The operator said he didn't have access to the equipment he needed to fix the problem. So Edwards worked as a go-between between the plant operator and the power company he worked for to help figure it out.
Find out how to get the power and the transmission lines realigned so they can get power back to their water plant, to the washateria, and also restore water to the school. That way we'll have people be one step closer to having a little bit more comfortable living here.
Of the 50 evacuees who took shelter at the nearby mining camp, only a dozen have returned to the village. There are nearly 60 people staying at homes located on a high hill in Crooked Creek that's surrounded by water. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.